Hello, world. My name is David Malin, and this is CS50 at Yale University. Since 2015, CS50 has actually been offered to students not only at Harvard, but also at Yale as well, where we've had hundreds of students over the years who take most of the class online in terms of lectures, but otherwise have sections and office hours, lunches, and more, including their very own CS50 fair. And that's what we're about to go and see. But first, just a glimpse at the beautiful building behind us where CS50 starts off every fall semester at Yale with week zero. Lecture. Indeed, in addition to the live lecture we do in Cambridge at Harvard, we also come on down and greet all of the students and staff here for Yale's very first lecture on campus. And thereafter, we're off and running for the rest of the semester. In just a moment, you're going to see dozens, if not hundreds, of final projects inside that the students are now presenting, having worked on their final project over the past few weeks. We're outside then the Sci City building at Yale, which is the Sci Center for Innovative Thinking at Yale, aka Sci City. Let's go inside. On my right is CS50's own Jacob, who's kindly holding the door so we can enter Sci City. And you're about to now meet CS50's own Winnie, who is in half of a doc costume, but is here to introduce you to students. Winnie.
Hi.
This is CS50.
This is CS50. Welcome everyone to the CS50 live stream for the fair at Yale. We're gonna be going through some student projects, so I'll take you all along. As you can see, it's a very crowded event today. We have lots of CS50 students and Yale students who have come to watch their friends. Oh, Mayor Harry, would you like to say hello to the live stream?
Hello, welcome people of 50ville.
Do you have anything you'd like to say for your candidacy?
I would say vote for Mayor Harry for consistency and knowledge of computer science and your town.
Thank you. Okay. Natalie, can I ask you about your project?
Yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Natalie, and this is my partner, Yoslin.
Hi, I'm Yoslin.
And what did you guys do for your project?
We created a web app called NomNom Network, which is a culinary canvas which allows users to search for recipes based on their ingredients or the ingredients in their pantry. So let's say we've already logged in, so each user has their own account. So for Yasmin's account, this is the homepage, which is the same for everybody. We have a page for My Recipes, which shows all the recipes that the user has made in the past. We've made 3 recipes. We have a My Pantry page, which shows the ingredients that you have in your pantry, so your pantry contents. You can add ingredients, flour. Add ingredients. You could also remove it.
You guys have anything in mind to create for recipes?
Oh, what's your favorite recipe?
I like cookies.
Cookies? Okay.
Yeah. So we could type in cookies. I don't know the instructions off the top of my head, but we could put bake. And then ingredients, we could do cookie dough. Oh, there it is. More a beginner type of recipe, maybe an hour, and let's say 2 minutes. So we can add the recipe and it shows up here, right here.
Wow, that's great.
And you can also delete it too. Let's say you're not really happy with that recipe, you can delete it.
What was the most fun part of making your project?
For me, I feel like it was the CSS. I really liked the gradient and stuff. But also like working with the tables too, I think that was it was a little complicated, but it was like fun ultimately in the end. Cause like now when you do a search, you can do an ingredient search. Let's say chicken, and we generate recipes with chicken in it. Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah.
Well, congrats you guys on finishing.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Hello? We're gonna go the other way. Hello, can I ask you about your project?
Yeah, sure.
Here, would one of you like to hold this so I don't have to reach over? Or you can introduce yourselves real quick.
I'm Jackson. I'm the class of 2025.
I'm Toby. I'm a sophomore, class of 26.
Amazing. And what is your project?
You want to go or should
yeah,
I?
Yeah, no, I can talk. Our project is this app that calculates how underground your music taste is based on your Spotify. Once you log in, you're redirected to this page. You're asked to log in to Spotify. We already are logged in, so we can just go on from here. And then going forward, we calculate your average popularity score based on your top 50 artists. Spotify attributes each artist with a popularity score, so we kind of just average that number. And then you can go to get recommendations if you want to talk about that.
So the get recommendations function is we use your top artists and your top songs as seeds for the recommendation, but then restrict all of the output to being at least 20 points less popular than your like average popularity score. So then it gives you 10 song recommendations that are based on stuff you might like, but is not necessarily like, but is indexing less popular than like what you're already listening to. So if you want to listen to any of it, just click the image and it'll take you right to it.
Amazing. Yeah. What was the hardest part of your project?
Integrating with the Spotify API, definitely.
I've heard it's pretty tricky, so great job. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll keep going this way. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
You know, the most basic version of
Hi guys, can I ask about your project? So what is your project? Oh, sorry, what's your name, first of all?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel, it's so nice to meet you. What is your project?
My project, or ours actually, my partner is not here with me right now, but it's called En Passant. It's a chess opening intro website, and we mainly focused on these five chess openings. And if you click on one of them, it actually takes you to the Wikipedia page.
Okay.
And in the home page, which is this, we actually have just some very basic information about them. And we have this chessboard where you can play any move you want to. And once you're done, you can press restart, lets it go back. And in the notation page, it lets you learn about what each piece actually means in terms of notation, and as well as their like board, squares. And once you think you've got it, you can actually try yourself. And here we have three questions for you. And you can look at these and answer them. If you answer them in the wrong way, it actually shows the incorrect answer. If you answer them in the right way, of course you get it in the right, it says like correct up here. And this board is just here to help you better visualize it.
What was the inspiration for this project?
Inspiration, because me and my partner Owen, we both are starting chess. We're not both very good, so we thought to take this opportunity to like learn more.
Yeah, has it been helpful?
It has.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great project. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah, of course. There's actually more, but
there's more. You can show me more.
Well, this is our main part of the project.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it goes through each opening, and you can actually press on these squares to move the pieces and go back.
Oh, I see.
And you don't have to play them in order. You can play them separately as well.
Wow.
Yeah, just to show you.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Yeah. Congrats on finishing CS50.
Thank you.
Okay. We can go back this way. Let's see. Shoshana, do you mind if I... How are you? Would you like to say hi to the live stream? You can just say hi. Okay, Shoshana, can I ask you about your project?
Can you tell me what you're gonna ask me for? Is it live?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Sure.
What's your name?
My name is Shoshana Promer.
And what is your project?
So I translate songs, and I have a special way of translating songs that accounts for both syllable count and the meaning of the songs. So this is like a thing, this is not a project, but this is a thing I've created to help format it and visualize what that means to account for two things at once. So each of these tables is a verse table, and you put in the original song and then a direct translation, like what exactly does the song mean? And then this is created by these tables. So each of these tables represents one line, and each column represents the number of syllables in that line. And so you take the direct translation combined with the number of syllables. You say, I need a 8-syllable way to say this thing, and you create that. But here's the thing, this Google Docs is great, but these are always gonna be 3 tables. These are always gonna be 2 tables. So you can make your own song and have it automatically formatted. Let's make a song called Hello World. Hello World by Shoshana. The translator is David Milan. And now you have auto-populated title, who it's by, and translator. Let's say it's 4 verses in the first one, 3 for the next verse. And you can go into each verse and count for the number of syllables in each line. So let's say it's 10 syllables. It'll create a line for you that has 10 syllables. And you can fill it in and upload to a database. It doesn't work 100% right now, but, you know, implementation is there. It's saved into a database that can be uploaded in the future. See, it just kind of moves it to random places. But then you go back to the beginning, and you can see that your song, Hello World, is in the list with all of the verses still associated to it. Yeah. So that's my project to help me translate better. It's very specific to me, but it was a really fun thing to do, and I'm really glad I took CS50 so I could
make
it.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. I did notice someone in the live stream recognized you from creating the bingo card.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a better bingo creator than I am a coder, I'll say that.
Oh, no,
but
it's great. It's great. Congratulations.
But yeah, I'm happy to try and make anything more engaging for everyone who gets to listen and have this wonderful
class. Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
You did great this semester.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good day. Hi. Would you like to share your project?
Sure.
Do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
My name's Bemega. I'm a first year studying applied math.
Amazing. And what is your project?
So my project is called ChairRate. It's a website that lets you rate and review chairs.
Here, can we turn it a little bit so I can see?
Yeah. So first thing you do is you register. So say your name is CS50Doc. You make a password. Then you register. And then once you register, you're shown this homepage that has recent chair reviews. So, like, this person reviewed the big chair in their common room, the red one in my suite. And so you have all the users' different chair reviews. And then you can go to your profile, but obviously CS50Duck has no review history. So first thing you want to do is you want to create a new review. And so you say, desk chair in CS50Duck's house. It's very comfortable and quite sturdy, but it looks great. And it's like, nice for ducks. And then you post your review. And so it's on the page with all the other reviews. And you could also add a photo if you want, but if you don't, it just has this placeholder for a photo.
Amazing.
And then you go to your profile, and it shows that CS50Duck has reviewed 1 chair. And then your average scores for all the chairs, and then just a table with all the reviews that you've done.
Yeah, this seems great. How did you decide on this project?
So I was sitting down, and I thought to myself, this chair is pretty comfortable. I wish I could talk about it or tell someone how comfortable it is.
Very important.
Yeah, and then that's how the project came about.
Amazing. Well, it looks great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good rest of the fair.
You too.
Okay. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Did you want to talk about your project a little bit?
Of course. So my project is an online chord generator. And what it does is if you choose a chord root, and you choose like a mode, and you choose an octave, let's say that. I don't know if the audio will be sound. It's super loud in here, but if you press play chord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here, let's try to do it again.
I don't know if that's picking up anything, but...
Yeah, that's basically it. It's a super simple implementation.
It looks great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not that great a design. What were the biggest struggles with
this? It was honestly iterating through every possible chord that someone could think of.
Yeah.
So the main problem with me was that I was brute forcing all of the building of the chord, generating of chord. I had like 400 lines of code at one point. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And then I spent many, many hours trying to develop a way to generalize the building of a simple chord.
And what did you come up with?
Well, if you look at the back door, basically what this does is it creates a general structure regardless of whatever note the chord would start on. It's infinitely variable. You can add whatever chord you want. And these two lines are really the meat and potatoes because that's what generates the chord based on a root note that is given over here.
Wow.
And it uses that structure. So
sounds very complicated and very impressive.
It sounded, I don't think it's very complicated, but it just took me a while to figure
definitely
out.
Definitely impressive, then.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we'll go find someone else. Oh! That's not safe for ducks. Can I ask you about your project?
Yeah,
sure. Here, I'll come over here. What's your name?
My name is Anna.
Anna, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So what have you made?
Okay, so my website is supposed to help people remember to water their plants. So basically you like start by adding a profile for each plant. So like let's just say we want to add our orange tree. So we'll like type in orange tree here. And like, let's just say it's a citrus plant. And we want to water it twice a week. So we'd indicate like 2 and then weekly. And at 8 in the morning. So then we can select a picture. And then we click here, and it, like, adds it to our profile. And this is, like, the dashboard. So if you want to check the weather for, like, where you're watering your plants, you can enter, like, an American zip code, and then it'll your weather will load. And then, okay, this is the part that I'm most proud of. But if you want to track, like, reminders to water, you can enter a date to start watering. So, like, let's just say Christmas Day. And then you click add to calendar, and it like auto-populates a reminder link with your plant name and then like the time that you had specified and the interval.
Awesome.
Amazing. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
A tricky integration. It's very impressive.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah.
And congratulations on finishing.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to go find a couple more. Oh, sorry.
You're good.
Hi, can I ask you about your project?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, would you want to introduce yourself first?
Oh.
I lost my microphone.
What's up? I'm Dane. I'm a first year studying computer science. Anyway, so this is TaskWiz. It's a task management website where it looks simple, and it is, but you can drag and drop different tasks into different days of the week.
Oh, okay.
So this is really helpful because you can now see what all your tasks are, and you can kind of, I guess, balance out your day, your week by adding different things. So let's say you have to do, I don't know, a piece set with high priority, add that in, and then you can drag and drop that to anywhere. Let's say you want to do it Thursday, add it into there, and it gets put right there.
Amazing.
So it's simple, but it's, you know, really helpful when you're trying to organize your life.
Why is coming to the fair not top priority?
Ooh, well.
No good answer?
No good answer.
It's okay.
No comment.
Thank you so much for coming anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Yep.
Okay. Excuse me, can I ask you about your project too?
Yes.
Amazing.
Just have the
metrics. Oh, here. Can you do your names real quick?
My name's Matthew Riley. I'm in Franklin College, a potential EP&E major.
Amazing. And what did you make today?
This is the metrics.drill website. So it's a sports biometrics startup that we're working with. And the dot drill is basically a thing that a lot of Division I teams use. But before it was kind of primitive, they would just use like a stopwatch. So now we actually embedded electronics in the mat. And this is our website for actually calculating that data. So this is just a little funny note for when you start, just saying what metrics is. And just the partners in the project. So ultimately the graph will be right here and the data will be right here. For now it's in one, but you just click here. And for right now, it's modeling on the actual computer, but ultimately it will be on the mat. So when you step on the mat, all this will pop up on the computer itself. So say you start it, right? And you start the exercise. So the harder you jump, the harder it goes down. If it's a light jump, light tap. And you just continue jumping, continue doing the exercise. And then when you're finished, you just press end. And it has all the data, all the force, all the time measured right here. And then when you're done and ready to begin another one, you just return to homepage and resume the process.
That was great. What was the most fun part about working on this project?
Definitely the design. Like, I really like the colors. I spent almost a couple hours working on some of the colors, but I just like the overall theme of making it.
Yeah, it looks great. It's very cool. I can see how it could be used.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello. Can I ask you about your project?
Sure.
What's your name?
I'm John.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, what did you make?
So this is Newsfeed. Okay. It's basically a news aggregator. So you don't have to go to individual news websites and look at the news. You don't have to get your inbox cluttered by lots of different types of newsletters and different updates. So what this does is you can basically view all your updates from a single place. So for example, the Yale News, I can click read. And here I have all the recent news articles from Yale News. which I can navigate to and read them. So amazing. How this works is I can first start by finding news feeds that I want to add. So what are some like news, types of news that you like reading? Or what are some updates you're interested in getting?
Pop culture.
Pop culture, sure. So this basically returns search results from a database that's online. It's called rsssearchhub.com. I can go ahead and click these hyperlinks. But I see that this feed is not really maintained.
Okay.
So what I want to do is maybe try a different feed, like this one. This also doesn't work. And I'll just try one more.
Kind of hit or miss with pop culture.
Yeah. Okay, that doesn't work. So why don't we try something?
We'll set up.
Pop culture RSS feed. And luckily for us, there are search websites that maintain these. So I can go ahead and... Sorry. I can go ahead and copy this. popmatters.com/feed. Go over to add. Media. And maybe I'm really into pop culture. Now that it's added, I can go over to manage and check that it's here.
Okay.
Now that it's here, I can go over to read. Select Pop Matters.
I see it loading.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And this basically gets you all the recent articles.
And you got all the pictures.
And the pictures.
It's amazing.
That you can navigate to.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing it.
No worries.
It looks great.
Hope you enjoy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi. Can I ask you about your project, Charlie? Yes. Oh, here. So sorry, Daniel and David. What's your name?
My name's Charlie.
And what is your project?
My project is this game called Charlie's Super Fun Game. Let me log out so I can give you the full demo. Log out. There we go. So you log out, and you either register or log in. I'm going to register. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to not be original. Same patch, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm registered. I'm in. You can either, that's a Google thing. You can either click start or you can read the rules. A quick rules check. It's a very simple game. You just click buttons. This is my favorite rule. Don't get too upset. My roommate got very mad and then I had to add it in because.
Nice disclaimer.
Of course. So we go to start. It's just a fun little trivia question. It's which of these cities has a larger metro population than Moscow? I personally didn't think it was that hard, but all my friends did. So I'll give you an incorrect answer first of just these three. You click submit, and it gives a very sassy, passive-aggressive error message. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it tells you how many buttons you get wrong.
Okay.
That means you either click the wrong button, or you clicked one button that shouldn't be selected and you did click it, or one button that should have been selected and was not selected. So it's both.
I see.
So a comprehensive one is this, 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 and this. People are very surprised that those two were not there. That's the correct answer. This is a different one, very similar structure. I won't bore you going through all the little minutiae, but it's these five. Click answer, click submit, go to level three. Level three, the answer is Japan, but first I like this error message. You get it wrong, and it just says, wow, someone doesn't know how to type.
It's a very sassy game.
It's very sassy. It's me. I liked it. The correct answer is Japan. So you just spell it correctly, hopefully. I can do that like this. It's case insensitive, so with their caps, you move on. This one, similar to levels 1 and 2, it's just these three top are the correct answer. Click submit, and you move on. And now, this is my personal favorite. I thought it was very amusing, my question. How many times have I visited the ER for head trauma?
Please tell me it's zero.
It's not.
Oh.
It's three. Which is disappointing for my mom. Yeah, and these are the correct three answers.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a rough go.
It's how it goes sometimes. I lost, they won. You click submit, and you get to this congratulations page. It tells you the amount of errors, which is 2 for me on this level. Then you click here for your reward. Yeah, the classic Rift Girl.
Amazing.
That's my whole game. Thank you guys.
It's very
so
fun.
Awesome.
And not upsetting at all.
Not upsetting at all.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course.
Alexandra, can I ask you about your project?
Hi, yeah, of course. So basically, me and all my friends, every single time we want to go study somewhere, it's like we spend half an hour trying to find a library or a coffee shop that actually has space for you to study. And so instead of wasting that half an hour, you could instead go to this website. Here, wait, do you want me to turn this?
Yeah.
It's called Everybody's Spot. And so it has 6 different study spots at Yale right now that people usually frequent. And then, so instead of spending that half hour, I can just check this website. Say I want to go to STAR. So I click on STAR. It tells me if it's open, first important thing. And then it tells me how busy it is based on users' input from the past 2 hours. So every time you load this page, it automatically deletes input that it's stored that's more than 2 hours old. And so say I'm there right now, and I want to rate how busy it is. So I go to this page. And I'd fill out STAR and say I think it's like super busy. I'll put a 5. And I'll submit this. It'll bring me back to the home page. And then now if I click on STAR, it'll be a little bit busier, right? And then it also displays based on a table in the SQL database, like whether or not it has outlets, whether or not it has tables, things like that. So like for example, if I went to the music library. The music library, it has computers and it has desks, which STAR does not, so it displays these ones. And the default for this is 0, so every time, so say there was no input that was put into the website for the past 2 hours, this will display as 0. And so if I return home and say I want to go somewhere but it's not on here, so I just go and suggest a new spot. And then you have to fill out these 2, which you don't have to give the website suggestions, but you just have to tell us like what's the name of the spot you'd like to see on the website and whether or not it has all the different options for the different amenities the study spot has. And yeah, it's pretty simple. I just like feel like it would be useful to different Yale students.
Yeah, do you plan on using it after this?
I mean, if someone else wanted to make it, like develop it a little bit more with me, I think it would be definitely great for the Yale community, just because we have so many apps that coded by students that people use, like Course Table. People also use like, I know that a lot of Yale students are involved with Fizz, then that's coded by them. So I think it would definitely be very useful to different Yale students, and if someone else were interested in working on it, I definitely think I would work with them to make it more available to everybody.
It looks great. I love the CSS too.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my favorite thing. It's like going into the HTML and the CSS files and just like reloading it over and over with different changes. I'm like,
totally
this looks
that.
Better. This looks better.
It looks great. It looks great. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so I think we're going to go try to find Carter now. Oh, excuse me, duck coming through. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. You were the duck?
Yes, would you like to say hi to the live stream?
Hi, live stream. That's enough for me.
How are you, Don?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you?
I'm going to stand right
here. Let's see. And this is our big Yale blow up duck. It's taking a hit, but it's doing pretty well. Hi, Carter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. How have you enjoyed the fair?
It's been really fun so far. Thank you all so much for hosting us.
Of course, of course. And after the fair, what's next?
After the fair, well, probably just more final projects you just keep working on, improving. In the next like hour or so, just more popcorn and candy and projects.
Yes.
So I'm super excited for that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming, and thank you much for helping organize.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in and watching. This was CS50.